Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Gramercy Theater in New York City. A.K.A. bottomless drinks for Doug since 4 this afternoon. It's Sunday, October 23rd, 2 Ocean's 11. Let's see your name tags, NYC. There's a baby with a boot monkey coming out of it. I've seen that before. Oh, my God. This is crazy. Some of my guests might run out of here when they see this shit. That is like a room full of psychopaths. Specifically, the guy with the Mike Myers mask. It's kind of scary. Is your name Mike? Yes, it is. Okay. No, it's Myers. My first name is Myers. I don't know what kind of accent I was trying to do. David says he hates gum, and then he's affixed some gum. Oh, has gum. You got that sign. You crossed something out and rewrote it. Okay. You spelled have wrong. I see what happened. You wrote I has gum, and you went have gum. Somebody with a Godspell program, they know that I love that show. I just saw it a couple of days ago. Nicole, he spells Nicole with a K in the spot where the C would be, if anyone's wondering. Brian has Doug Loves Boobies, because it's true, the theme song does sound like Doug Loves Boobies. Brian's got a pumpkin that is lighting up and blinking. That's very exciting. Julie not only has the Juno-style artwork with the name Julie on it, but also is wearing a shirt with the same orange and white stripes on it and has an actual baby. Or a fake baby. Is it a fake baby? Fake baby. She wore a whole Juno costume. You know what? If I promise to come back in 7 months, will you get knocked up just to make it legit? There's Sarah and Sean and PJ and Ron. Ron's got a total Tron thing going on. He just dropped the T off the front. Brian's holding up his entire computer. I'm sure one of the guests, somebody's going to want to play for that. Is that a picture of John C. Reilly with John over it? That's cute. Oh, my God. This is probably the best selection of name tags ever. What's in the pink box? That's how nerdy this audience is. Some people actually got what's in the pink box. I think it was Big Pink Box in Buckaroo Banzai, but what is in it? Oh, you have to pick it to find out. It's a surprise box, you guys. That's exciting. All right, well, we'll see what happens. If anybody picks it, then we'll find out. And then somebody, this sign's so big, I have to acknowledge it. You're blocking people from seeing the show. Pick Steve on 1023, Two Oceans 11. And then you've got a strange, is that supposed to be the cast of Oceans 11? Yeah, me and Leonard Maltin with next to Bernie Mac. And Scott Kahn and Affleck. Well, thank you guys for bringing those. Hide those and whip them out again later when the guests are here. And they will be like, what did I agree to? This is the third Doug Loves Movies from the Gramercy Theater. I want to thank you all for coming. To those of you who came to the first two, those of you who came to the Benson Interruption earlier today, everyone here at the Gramercy Theater, I love it. This has been so much fun. And the question is, from all the past shows I've done here, will this be the most drunk one or the least drunk one? I'm already like, when I did that show in Portland that we shall not talk about outside of this room, when I did that show, when I listened back to it, I was so horrified. Because I've always been like, you know, super high me, and I've done lots of things where I'm on camera or doing a podcast where I am just fucked up. And I still managed to get through it without going, hey, everybody, my name. That was, when I was listening back to it, I thought, oh, they recorded it wrong. They recorded it on the wrong speed. I had some hash oil hits backstage that just fucking... And it was a long night of hitting it and drinking, and so. But all you got to do is just hear yourself like that once, and I can get pretty fucked up, and I'll never be that bad again because now I'm way too paranoid. Like even if I'm really, you know, high or drunk, which I'm a little both right now, I will keep the pace up. I will remember to do that because that was so terrible to listen to. What's that? That's what I thought. Let's go ahead and look at the prize bag, you guys. I'm taking the mic out and walking around. Let me start with the ones you know about. Let's start with what you guys are already aware of. In this bag, there are Woot Monkeys. I brought some Woot Monkeys. The winner will win one of those, but I'll shoot a couple of them off into the crowd. How many do I have in here? There's a few Woot Monkeys. I think there's one more. There he is. Get out here. So there's the Woot Monkeys. Now, you guys know that I'm going to be on the Weezer cruise coming up in January. So you guys got to buy tickets. There's still plenty of cabins available. Oh, and that really super crazy hot light from the first show is hot on me again. They turn it off the first show, and now it's back. The Benson Interruption. A copy of Hurley, signed by all the members of Weezer. A T-shirt. Yeah, you save your applause for the end. A Weezer T-shirt. And then one of our guests was nice enough to bring a umbrella. It's pretty nice outside right now, but you never know. And, oh, I also have a Weezer poster. And another guest signed a bag of Utz chips for you guys, just for you guys. And then I think you've probably heard rumors to this effect. I also have, I'm going to save that one for last, because this one also doesn't give away who it is if I show you. Here's a bag from Full Tilt Poker, and it's got like a whole poker set in there with like poker chips and the whole deal and a bunch of other poker stuff. Which is pretty awesome and very heavy. I can't believe I got that up over my head. And then we also have a copy of season 4 of 30 Rock. Yeah. So, and the umbrella says, what does it say? Something about the weather? You don't have to answer that. We'll find out when you get out here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Keith Powell, Michael Ian Black, Pat Kiernan, and Jim Gaffigan. I do okay? Is that okay? I make a lot of calls. What's that, sir? Get McKinley Lane.
That's a reference to a movie that I was in.
Michael Ian Black, everybody.
I just want to tell you all that the retail value of that full tilt poker bag, easily $150, $200. And more to the point, Full Tilt Poker has now gone belly up because it's a massive Ponzi scheme. So that could be highly collectible, you guys.
Yeah. The retail value of my 30 Rock DVD, about 10 cents.
That's Keith Powell, everybody. You know him as Twofer.
Don't clap. You know you're disappointed. You were expecting Alec Baldwin.
Well, I was trying, you know, I wrote on my Twitter feed several times that, because Alec Baldwin has a podcast now.
That's right.
Yeah, and I was like, come promote yours on mine. And his is already like, just the announcement that he has a podcast is number one.
Was that right?
Yeah, it's doing quite well. I'm going to listen to the shit out of that. That was a terrible sentence. But you know what I mean. I'm going to be in the bathroom listening to it. And I'm very excited about it. I think he'd be hilarious to listen to talk to anybody. Yeah, exactly. So Twofer is here instead of Alec Baldwin. No one was expecting Alec Baldwin. What you were expecting was a slightly different hat. You were expecting Judah Friedlander, some of you.
Yeah.
And he's a friend of mine, but he's, you know, like his character on the show, you imagine it's hard to get a phone call back from him, maybe. He always says to me, every time he writes to me, it starts with, I want to do your podcast sometime.
Oh, sorry.
And then every time I write to him and say, how about this time, I either don't hear back or he writes back that he's, you know, performing somewhere because he's got a busy schedule.
Yeah, he does a lot of stand-up.
Yeah. But anyway,
Alec wouldn't do it. Judah wouldn't do it. What about Jack McBrayer? Did you ask Jack?
I did not ask anybody else.
He wouldn't have done it either, I don't think.
See?
One person wrote to me on Twitter, is it Tina Fey? And I wrote back, you're the stupidest person alive.
Basically, let's name all the people who are not Keith.
What about the other black guy? Was the other black guy available? Could he do it?
What about Krakowski? What about Krakowski? Tim Conway, he was on it once. But Pat Kiernan from New York One is here, you guys.
New York One.
Thank you for having me, Doug.
And he signed the umbrella.
Well, because when people give me shit when we deliver the weather forecast and it's wrong. So this is my way of saying to the one person who wins that you have an umbrella in case I didn't say I was going to rain. You can just carry it around everywhere.
Yeah, and for the podcast listeners that don't have the opportunity to live in this great area, I almost said great state, but is New York One throughout the state? Or
no,
just
it is, the, oh, it is no. The city of New York
yeah,
only.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad I didn't make that mistake.
We don't care about the news in Westchester.
Is New York One like... Is New York One like, is that the entire planet? I'm not stoned or anything, is it? Is that like cover the moon too?
It goes all the way out to the state of Denver.
Yes!
But what does it say on the umbrella about what's the slogan?
It just says, for the days when I was wrong. I took my Sharpie and I signed it. That's all.
Oh, okay.
It may look like an official New York One umbrella. It's just from Duane Reade.
Oh, okay. Thanks to the people at Duane Reade for selling umbrellas. And I'll talk more to you in a second. Let's also introduce our fourth guest, the person who brought...
These are...
The man behind the chips.
I made these chips myself.
Jim Gaffigan, everybody.
Thank you. I didn't want to just bring in some swag or, you know, or of something very practical like an umbrella. I wanted to, you know, Doug had that backstage, so.
You know, if somebody.
I signed it.
Whoever wins tonight can
have. And I wrote collectible on there.
Whoever wins can have a great outdoor poker party. Because you've got an umbrella and chips and poker stuff. And you can throw 30 rock. I don't know what you'd do with that if you're having an outdoor poker party. But there's probably some use for it. And season, what season is it? Four?
It's four.
Do you remember anything about that season?
I remember that most people online said that it was our worst season.
I actually think it was our best season. Was it really crazy?
Well, it got really loopy. It got really loopy. But I actually think it was our best season.
What was the big story arc of that season?
I think Jack was deciding between the two.
That was awesome. That was the Matt Damon season.
That was when we introduced Matt Damon towards the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah, and the wedding was the season finale.
Like, I don't want to burst your bubble, but you guys did not introduce Matt Damon.
No, we broke him.
Yeah, how about them apples?
But Matt Damon is like the nicest human being in the world.
And we get it. You know Matt Damon.
Holy shit. Well, I will tell you that my girlfriend...
Do you guys go to Harvard together?
My girlfriend has made very inappropriate sexual comments to Matt Damon. And I was kind of like, I can get behind that. I can understand that. But no, he's like I get very intimidated by him because I always feel like he's going to Jason Bourne me, you know.
But hey, quick question: Who's Matt Damon?
The guy in the Jason Bourne books.
I didn't see that.
You didn't read those books?
There's a new Jason Jason Bourne, right?
I think it's like a prequel, isn't it? Jeremy Renner as 2 weeks younger. 2 weeks younger Jason Bourne. The story picks up before Amnesia, but only a few weeks before it. What?
It's the Bourne
Legacy.
I love how angry that sounded. Yeah. It's the Bourne Legacy.
Oh, sorry. I guess we stepped on some toes there. You know what? This is fucking bullshit. He doesn't love movies.
He knows nothing about films in the future. Doesn't he read the trades? Pat Kiernan.
Yeah.
Not only from the great New York One, he gets up early every day and reads to you what's in the paper. Yeah.
In the paper.
For people so lazy they can't walk outside the front door to grab the paper, or they don't have the internet, because that's where the papers are now. Are you going to change it to Pat's internet at some point?
I do have a plan B, that Pat's papers, there's another URL that I'm not prepared to divulge at this time.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
I'm trying to think of it. Does it also have alliteration? Is it a P word?
All right, I'll tell you. I already own it. It's Pat's Picks.
Ah.
So then you can just be...
I think I speak for everybody.
That's
brilliant, love it.
Right?
I love that.
Fantastic.
Hey, who's Pat? I'm not being mean to you. Hey, it's my fear. It's all about me being a little scared.
I'm sure there's more than one stoner in the audience who isn't up to watch Pat ever. But I lived here for a year and I was addicted to the whole channel. They have a whole show every week that's a half hour about Broadway. I loved it. It's called On Stage. That's how Zach Galifianakis pronounces it. On Stage. And but Pat, I wanted to ask you about. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
But your amazing trivia contest on VH1.
The World Series of Pop Culture. Yeah,
I thought it was the Super Bowl of shit people shouldn't know.
Well, and unfortunately, it's been 3 years since they had us back. We still think they should.
Yeah. They've been busy. You know,
VH1 gets something going that's working out, and then they walk away.
Yeah.
They do it, they show too much of it, and then they walk away.
But like, we'd like to do it again.
Yeah, well, please, let's start the ball rolling right here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there an address we can write to?
I believe it's online.
Yeah, just go online and tell everybody online.
Do you have the URL?
Dear
for that,
everybody,
Pat?
Bring back.
It's so mean.
Bring back the World Cup of nonsense
of pop culture, otherwise known as the E Channel.
Yeah. But those teams they'd have come on there, they were pretty good. And you were, did you ever stop and start, or are you like Alex Trebek? You're just great at reading questions without flubbing them up.
No, we did. We would pick up occasionally.
Yeah, yeah, occasionally. But you're slick.
No,
you do a good job with
that's,
it.
That's why they. You know, that's why they bring in a.
That's why they picked
like
you.
Me for that.
That's why I don't actually host a game
they
show.
They didn't bring me in for the comedy.
That's why they hire someone that's not stoned.
Yeah.
But there was no speed round or anything like that. Yeah, that
you'd
would
be amazed, though. You know, when I meet celebrities, hosts, actors, whoever, I know which ones smoke pot because they kind of light up when they see me. Like, they recognize me. And I'm always like, holy shit, he does that high? About whatever, you know, whatever his job is. Like, there's some pretty amazing ones.
Tell us who the potheads
are. Barack Obama. No, but there's been some good ones over the year. Brad Pitt turned his back on me. Brad Pitt was always my number one, and now he claims to not smoke anymore. So he's ruined that story. Yeah, I only smoked with him once at a party. He wouldn't know. But there's been some good ones.
Yeah, Ted Koppel. No,
Keith. What's Brad Pitt like?
What's that?
Brad Pitt's like the nicest guy in the world.
Well, he comes by when Matt's there and just hangs out, right? They just they play Rochambeau between takes. Do you know answer to that question?
Because
it wasn't really a question.
Yes, they do, Doug.
That's my impression of you.
That's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah, you play that white black guy on TV.
What? I am very Afrocentric.
Twofer never shows up with a hat like that.
That's true. This is my gangsta skull cap. I don't. It's because I get very cold.
Jim Gaffigan was in, if I can embarrass you for a second.
New York One. On the stage.
He does sports on New York One.
Coming up on New York One. There's a black guy on New York One that sounds really bored. Who's that guy? A woman was raped in Queens today. Ooh. Again. Do you know that guy? I love that guy's voice. It's like it puts you to sleep. He's like, rape.
I think you're thinking of Stanley from The Office.
Yeah.
That's who that sounds like.
No, you know,
doing my crossword.
No good can come out of me commenting on that.
Really? Well, he seems like he's good at his job.
You can't be all emotional about rape when you're on the news. You go, oh, what? Another rape?
Well, you don't have to make it sound like it's like, oh, another one.
Have you ever done this, Pat, where like you tell you've got I'm talking to Pat now. Where you have where it comes to you and your next story is brutal, but you don't know what face to make, so you're smiling too much?
Oh, yeah, if you're in the smiling mode. You are, after all, reading it a dozen times in a row through the course of the morning.
Yeah, well, and on your channel, yeah.
And you can get a little numb to
well,
it.
I think that explains why the bored black guy is so bored.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
He said it 12 times.
Ugh. That's right. She's Folks. Still raped.
She still got raped.
She was raped at 8:05. She's still raped at 8:12, guys.
Still haven't cured AIDS.
Mm. Three Kings is one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh, right. This is a movie podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get. I always bring it back to movies eventually. And Jim Gaffigan is in Three Kings.
They didn't even have my name on the poster. Can you believe that?
I know. You were kind of like the fourth king in a way.
I was.
More so than Spike Jones.
Yeah.
But, because he must have been insulted that it's called Three Kings and these four central characters.
Let's not get into that. No.
I don't want you to speculate on behalf of
Spike Jones,
a nutty director who is awesome. No. He's great in. He's in some movie.
Is there a question?
No, I just throw it out there, and then you're supposed to have some great story
I'm
about.
Going, huh? What do I do, Doug? I don't know.
Just tell me a story about like George Clooney or him and the
George
director
Clooney.
Having a fight with George Clooney.
I was sitting on a helicopter, and then.
Wait,
I told myself I wasn't going to cry when I told this story.
Right.
No, I was on the helicopter. These people don't even think I was in Three Kings. They're like, Doug is really stoned this time.
No, the person they don't think was in Three Kings is Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah.
Because that's really weird that he's also in that amazing movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of his scenes are with Nora Dunn, so you probably ran to the bathroom whenever they...
I checked out.
No one in 30
Nora
Rock likes
Dunn will
Nora
be no
Dunn.
Longer subscribing to the podcast.
Yeah, her and her husband Kevin Dunn are going to say, fuck that guy. He's in the Transformers movies. So, you were in a helicopter?
I was in a helicopter next to the guy that played Bubba Gump or something like that.
Mikkel T. Williamson.
Yes. And he turned to me and goes, does that look like there's a fight over there? And George Clooney and David O. Russell were kind of going at it.
Amazing.
Physically going at it?
Yeah. No, verbally.
Really, he was like barbecue shrimp. Is that a fight over there?
Do you think that's a fight over
Sauteed
there?
Sauteed shrimp.
Do you think it's a wrestling match? Do you think it's an argument? Do you think it's
a quibble?
A lover's tip? Quarrel? What would you call
Altercation.
It?
But yeah, so you were kind of nearby when it was happening.
And then we all ran over and it was all done and that's about it.
Now, have you guys? I mean, you've seen the YouTube clip of him like freaking
flipping
out on
Lily Tomlin. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I have
that.
Nothing to say to that.
I kind of take his side on that.
Do you?
I bet you she's a handful on the set.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a well-known fact that Lily Tomlin is a cunt.
One ring a ding a ear, two ring a. She's brilliant. I know you're joking.
I was joking.
You're right. She's
I'm
brilliant.
Not
she's
dumb.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I was joking. It is not well known.
It's a well kept secret.
Oh,
she's a nice lady for a cunt. But truly very talented. I always liked her joke when she was on SNL as a host. I think in the very first season of it, she had a whole bit about taking a wastebasket home from the store and taking it out of the paper bag and then putting the paper bag in the wastebasket. That's good stuff. I really sold it on her behalf.
I'm sure her Edith character was
fucking hysterical. Yeah, that was great.
That's fun when people do that with their
Google
mouth.
That. Unless you don't have a computer.
Pat will read you the transcript of the...
A low of 52 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, tomorrow partly cloudy in the morning. In the afternoon, a high of 62.
That woman was still raped in Queens.
I'll just break... Every 10 minutes, I'll break into the weather, if that'll help.
I would love it. What do you think it is outside right now? Is probably there's somebody in the audience just saying
we're
full sentences.
Totally having a conversation with us up here. Share it with the class. Okay, never mind.
This is a family podcast, so let's clean it up, you guys. But in the area of favorite movies of all time, Michael Ian Black is in a motion picture called Wet Hot American Summer.
Thank you. I am in one motion picture
Hey,
and that's
you,
it.
Can you take that in? Can you take in that applause?
I can, and I thank you guys very
much. Is
that going
to pay your mortgage?
No.
That applause isn't going to raise your children. How many do you have now?
I honestly don't even know.
Listen, I'm on an old-timey train cart rolling down the tracks. Backstage, I'm telling them, no physical comedy, it's a podcast. And I come up with this routine. Oh, good, another drink. I gotta say the name of the person that bought it. Here, just throw it in there. Thank you.
Can somebody?
What is it? It's just straight vodka? Does anybody want a drink that's up here?
Chris Carson?
It's from someone named Chris Carson who wanted a shout out.
He's one of the replacement guys in Kiss. When they got rid of the real Kiss guys, they brought in Chris Carson.
It's Chris Carson. Oh, Chris Carson. Johnny Carson's son, right?
Oh, hey, Jesus.
Sorry, Chris.
It's like a giant shot of vodka that I'm supposed to have.
He was like, maybe this will help. Send him some booze.
I'm going to sip it. I'm totally going to sip it. But thank you, Chris Carson. And anyone who thinks it's against shots law to not shoot it.
Yeah.
Fuck those people. Dad, there's a guy back there. Do it, you pussy! I'm out of here. I can't remember what song they sang in Blazing Saddles. Do you know?
Why do you look at the black guy? Oh, another black person was in that. You obviously must know.
But that was, don't you think, I mean, not to get all serious, but that was a big milestone turning point. Like, Richard Pryor wrote that movie.
Yeah.
And it really, it took on race in a way that, to this very day, there's plenty of people that don't get they were kidding about some of that, right. Some stuff, and they're like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's crazy how...
Well, just recently, like, some major, like, studio executive at, like, ABC or something got hugely reprimanded because he was recounting one of the scenes, and he kept saying the N-word over and over and over again, trying to, like, act out the scenes.
Which N-word?
Yeah, you could say it. Can't you say it?
Michael Richards is working at ABC.
So I was at Rick Perry's ranch, and I was like, what did it used to say on that rock? Anyway, I wanted to ask about Wet Hot American Summer, or actually just tell you. This is another great Doug Benson question where I tell you a story. There's a revival of Godspell that's going to open soon here that I've seen and love. And but I met some of the cast, and one of them said to me, they really worry... They sing that song Day by Day, which is also sung in Wet Hot American Summer.
Yes,
and they keep waiting for some smartass to go, boo, because that's what happens when they sing it in that movie.
I would love that if that happened.
No, you should get some cast members. Get Bradley Cooper. Okay. Sit in the second row. Make out for a while. And then when they sing Day by Day, boo the shit out of it.
A running joke that we had on set was, and it won't be funny to you guys, but it's a little backstage a glimpse into the making of, we used to run around singing Day Bidet, you know, the thing that cleans your genitals, and that was just something that we did all the time. So, you're welcome.
And you made a movie that takes place in the summer and it was fucking crazy cold the entire time.
It was raining the entire time we were shooting the movie. I don't know if it was record rains or not, but we shot for about a month, and I think for 28 days out of the 30 it rained, which is, you know, bad when you're shooting a movie called Wet Hot. Well, I mean, not the Wet Hot.
It was called
not
Hot,
the wet,
American,
the hot
summer.
American Summer. Yes. Until, yeah. So it was knee-deep mud pretty much everywhere you went, and...
Now it's a cult classic.
I got worms.
For reals?
No, but I was just trying to think of something funny to say.
It worked.
That's
yep.
Okay.
I was eating a lot of Pop-ums before in a little donut holes, and they got a lot of sugar. And then I peaked, and then I came out here.
Yeah, you've been bouncing off the walls. What's that, Steph? Is that a cookie?
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's a big cookie with her name on it. People have been bringing those like they think that's going to get them chosen. And then it works. People choose them. And then I'm up here drunkenly eating a cookie. It's so much fun. Let's see how we're doing on time, you guys. Pat, have you been to the cinema at all lately? Have you seen any motion pictures?
No, not really.
You go
hang
with,
on.
You
hang
go
on. I went to some with my kids.
Yeah, what'd you see?
Dolphin Tale.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw that, Pat.
Wait a second. Who said boo? What's your problem with Dolphin Tale?
Kids.
I mean,
kids.
I got choked up at the end.
It's a lovely little family movie. Apparently it has very little to do with the actual story.
Oh, really?
It's only barely based on a true story.
Oh, okay, great. Newsman.
You
know the scenes at the end where they show some actual photos, but the Harry Connick guy isn't as cute, and the Ashley Judd...
Is anyone? Really?
Yeah, there's nobody.
He is so good on
Ashley Tremet. Judd isn't as cute as
I
he
love
is.
Him.
No.
I have to say my biggest issue with the movie was whenever the pelican would corner her and try, you know. And
I think that was Lion King.
Wait, there's a pelican?
Pelican is one of the supporting cast.
There's a pelican?
There's a pelican briefly in the film. And and it's an annoying, like it's the comic relief.
Yeah. You did see it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and there was the war veteran who swims who had no apparent reason for being in the plot.
Well, the idea was that
our troops are good.
No, I understood that.
All right, commie.
Why did you say that when we were talking about Three Kings, the war movie?
Did Harry Connick Jr. have his shirt off or not?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I think he's always got some sort of shirt on, even though he's in a wading pool with a dolphin with no tail. It should be called Dolphin No Tail, first of all.
But Morgan Freeman was good.
Yeah. He's always great. Like, he sells the shit out of anything. When I saw Mr. Popper's Penguins, I was like, how can they do a penguin movie without Morgan Freeman? Like, or a Jim Carrey movie without Morgan Freeman. He's really good for all of those things.
So yeah, Doug, that's what
Or at this point, how could they do a Jim Carrey movie?
Yes, you did it.
Yes, I did.
Oh my God, y'all.
He is a well-known cunt, though. I mean, let's be honest.
Who's Jim Carrey?
What?
He yelled out, "Once bitten." And I'm really sad that I was able to translate that. I immediately know Jim Carrey's in a movie called Once Bitten.
He was. That was one of his first
movies. A hilarious vampire farce, yes.
It's one of his first films.
Where he worked, I think a couple times in the movie, he's like, I'm Jimmy Stewart. Like, he'd work in a couple of those things.
He tried to, I think.
Jim, he was, what's his name? Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
He was also in a movie called Doing Time on Maple Drive.
Yeah, where he was an alcoholic.
Yep.
Yeah, and he was actually good in that.
He was very good. I think he's a good actor.
I think it's a good movie.
I would like to work with you, Jim. Michael Ian Black made all those references. Jim, I have four children.
Jim, work with Jim. Because he's a yes man.
Hey. That was good.
You guys, Jim Carrey's a personal friend of mine. I can talk all this shit I want about him.
He's not related
I've
to
never
Drew
met
Carrey,
him, no.
right?
Drew Carrey?
No.
No. But he is related to the 1978 John Sissy Spacek thriller.
Carrie.
Coal miner's daughter.
Don't take Jim Carrey to the prom, I think was the was the slogan for that movie. Because he'll just talk out of his ass the whole time. You guys are setting me up nicely tonight. This is fun. You guys got a tall Bud Light over there. Was I talking to anybody about anything? Oh, yeah. I was talking to Pat.
Dolphin Tale's about the best I can do recently.
Yeah, but it's a cute movie. We discussed this prior to the show. I said, have you seen any movies lately? And he was like, only Dolphin Tale. And I was like, let's go. I totally have seen that. I try to see whatever movies are going to be at the top of the box office charts so I can always have opinions
about those. Did you see that?
I have not seen PA3 yet. And
I think it's like the highest grossing or opening weekend for a horror film.
It made $54 million. Yeah.
this weekend.
When is it that exhausting to say Paranormal Activity 3? It's like, you know what? We don't have a lot of time here. Let's just say PA 3.
Who are you talking to?
Come on, we got a lot of time here.
Who are you talking to right now? Paranormal and Activity? There's no way I'd get through that. It's a big time.
I saw Melancholia. I took my kids to it. All right.
That's the thing with Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
And directed by the Dogma guy.
Lars von Trier.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can you drag that out a little bit?
There was a guy.
How should I say his name where I sound more drunk? Lars von Trier.
But it's not as if we had not already covered that. Like we had already
PA3 Von Trier.
More like Lars von Queer, am I right?
Who is a well-known cunt?
Sometimes I think that no women or ethnicities or gay people listen to this at all. Because we just go there. Mm. But the Lars von Trier guy, that in the back there, what's your actual name?
Aaron.
He had to consult with the internet really quickly.
How come we have microphones and he's louder than us? Aaron.
But he... In his part-time, he's an air raid siren. But I could just see him in the subway on the way over with his girlfriend. If they ever pause without knowing something, I am going to tell them. Have you seen Melancholia, Aaron?
No.
No!
This is a theater, not Yankee Stadium.
He is the worst person to be near. I'm sorry, I was talking. I'm sorry. Welcome to the Aaron interruption. Okay, now say it when it's quiet. He hasn't seen Melancholia yet, but he wants to.
Oh. Thank you for the translation.
You're welcome. I get people yell stupid shit at me for a living. We both get paid. I hire them. Aaron's one of the best. I'm taking him out on the road with me. His only instructions are every time I say, yell out whatever you think I'm about to say.
It was on demand. It was, you know, like on demand, they have the different sections where they're like in theaters, and then there's like, we hope it'll get to a theater. The preview one. But I think it won something at...
Cannes,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it won.
Yeah, Best Actress.
Best Actress!
Thanks, Aaron.
There's
someone
such anger
is very
out
proud
there.
Of the information that they know.
What won the Palme d'Or this year?
MTV.
That was a different guy. That guy on the subway said, honey, if I get a chance to yell at TV, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
Was one of you guys in at TV?
No.
Pat?
No, it wasn't me.
But Pat, you've played yourself in some movies, right?
I will only play myself. That's
your acting range?
It is.
As if they're saying, will you play Godzilla for us, Pat?
Night at the Museum I did, and The Interpreter.
Oh.
They both take place in New York?
They did. Because I'm only playing myself.
He's played a farmhand. What do you think?
No, I just meant that New York One's only, as I just learned tonight, it's only on this island.
In New York.
Yeah. The perfect place for New York One. They didn't get it in Omaha.
A woman was raped today in Brooklyn.
But what does that have to do with my crops? And why is he so bored? Have you seen anything lately, Jim Gaffigan?
What's that?
Have you seen a motion picture?
He went to see Melancholia.
You were Melancholia. I'm
sorry. And then I saw...
Lars von Trier!
I
oh my God, this is call and response.
He's announcing him at a formal party.
It's like, how do you talk like that and not have a bowel movement? I saw Lion King 3D with my 2-year-old.
Oh, God.
Oh, dude, yeah,
and we own it.
What? Seriously? I want one.
Thank you. What do you want? Just tell her what you want.
Gin and juice.
Oh, don't be a stereotype. Don't do that.
Yeah, really.
I'll have some Manischewitz, please. Come on. What are you doing?
And I'll have a glass of milk with some white bread. Can I have a seltzer?
Yeah. I think that guy's yelled Hot Pockets a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I think he's really trying to get an endorsement deal. Listen, Hot Pockets. I will go and yell that anywhere Jim Gaffigan is appearing.
Why isn't he responding?
Is that your most frequently yelled at thing, the Hot Pockets?
It's either Hot Pockets or bacon, but mostly Hot Pockets.
Is there a bacon Hot Pocket?
No. I mean, I don't know.
Have you ever had a bacon sundae?
I've tried all the bacon stuff. I'm sorry
to be that guy. I love bacon sundaes. I mean, I only had it once, and then the rest of my day was ruined.
Well, you know, if you're stoned, I'm sure it's
while
amazing.
I was eating it, it was amazing.
It was good?
Yeah, it was ice cream and bacon in a thing.
Yeah.
Little caramel on there. So good.
Just say Hot Pockets once.
There you go. There's your gin and juice. Keith got his gin and juice. Jim got, what'd you get? Just a water or something?
I got a seltzer. I'm from New York here.
I thought you wanted something, Michael.
I jokingly asked for some Manischewitz wine. But in fact...
How great would it have been if they just, boop, there it is. I bet they don't have any, though.
No.
This is so much fun. Just in case anyone listening doesn't think so, I want to make sure they understand that somebody was having fun.
What was the, like? Do you go into one movie and sneak into the other one still?
Every once in a while I'll do that, but it takes so much planning to do that, especially with the trailers being unwieldy lengths these days. Because whatever the start time is, you got to add 20-25 minutes to it. And so it gets too complicated for me. But the trailers are my favorite part, so what I'll do is just sneak from theater to theater to watch trailers. Like, I'll walk down the hall, and whatever's starting next, I'll just go in and then watch all the trailers and then move on to something else. Unless a trailer comes on that I've seen too many times, and I run out, but I yell something that makes the whole audience think that I've decided to not even stay for the movie I paid to see because I'm so outraged by the trailer. How dare they attach Puss in Boots?
It'd be great if you yelled, Lars von Trier!
No one would know what that was in reference to.
At a but Lars von Trier movie, they would.
Von Trier! Aaron! Officially, the Lars von Trier thing has been buried to death.
It's gonna be pared down to Trier!
I think that should be the name of this episode.
They're making a new Men in Black 3, and with Men in Black 1, 2, and now 3, I can't hear them without thinking of Michael Ian Black.
It's been great for my career, you guys.
MIB.
Yeah.
MIB, yeah.
Oh,
because people do shorten that. They do call it MIB.
They do, and the exposure that I get from that, the marketing opportunities I've gotten. I'm just signing a deal with 7-Eleven next week that's going to put my initials on Slurpees and my face. And it's really, really going to be great, you guys. So I want to thank Will and Tommy Lee and everybody, the whole crew. It's just been, you know what, it's been a wild ride. And, you know, if you had told me 15 years ago that this would happen to me, I wouldn't have believed it. But thank God it has. Knock on wood.
What do you think you're going to do in part three? Because the first part was Will Smith was always kind of skeptical partner, and then he finally got with the program, and they killed the monster. And then part two, that he had to go and convince Tommy Lee Jones because he got neuralized. He had to go convince him, and he was skeptical, and then he finally got won over. What's the third one going to be? Two guys going, you should do this. I don't think so. They both are into it and against it at the same time.
My understanding is that they're basing it on Blues Brothers 2000. So they're bringing in John Goodman and a little kid.
That's what I was hoping.
That's perfect. Did I ask you what you've seen lately?
No.
Okay. Please go.
I just watched on my Netflix the 2010 Steve Coogan Rob Bryson film, The Trip.
Nice. It's a good one.
Tremendous.
I believe it was culled from a TV series.
I believe that.
Where every
that's
week
true.
They'd be out driving around together being funny and doing dueling Michael Caine impressions.
Mm-hmm.
What? Well, you know, if you're just going to yell out something that's already been introduced.
That.
There you go.
There you go.
Do it one more time
Hot
for the
pockets.
Folks, Jim.
You should get the audience to be involved in the podcast.
They've always been very polite. This one's off the rails somehow. I think maybe they're trying to make up for how not drunk we are.
I'm getting
by
there.
You know, by doing it themselves, which I appreciate.
You've opened a Pandora's box, and we're never coming back.
I wish it was a Pandora's box. Something interesting might come out of that. Do I want to see some dragons or guys yelling shit?
I want to see dragons. I want to see.
Now, you're mentally ill. You have a problem. I didn't even want to let you finish that one.
I'm done.
That's just crazy.
That guy looks like now.
Somebody that works here should talk to that guy.
What if he does work here? He's like, it's me! The backstage.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Moving along.
All right, shall we play a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here comes some of the name tags. You're getting ahead of me.
Oh, my. Oh.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys. Matt brought a pizza with two pieces missing because he's a human being. He's got to eat. There's a bowling pin that says Ari. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Nice. Good job, Ari.
Uh-huh.
That's like for Big Lebowski fans, I guess. Noah has a sign that has not only a Woot Monkey on it, but also Doug Hart's... Interrupting. Oh, it was a crossover from the earlier show. That's good. So, gentlemen, start your boners, as Adrian Zemed said in Bachelor Party. No, go pick a name tag that you want to play for. What's that dog? Is that a dog? It's Spuds McKenzie. Oh. So that is a dog. But that's an old school
that's
dog.
That's not the actual Spuds McKenzie, though.
That's the real Spuds McKenzie. He's been stuffed.
Wait, somebody has a computer back there.
I know. I don't know how
it
you can
be yours.
Get to him to go get it.
What? Do I keep it if I pick you?
No, you don't.
Wait, says the guy who's not holding a computer.
First of all, dude, that is, that is racist. yeah, you can keep it. Right, Brian?
That's Brian's
decision. It looks like a shitty computer. Wow, there's even people up in, like, the Balk section with name tags.
Oh, there's a whole nother world up there.
Yeah, they turn the lights on. So go ahead, gentlemen, and pick. Go physically take the name tag from the person you want to play for. If there's somebody towards the back, have them walk forward with it. Who's got a pumpkin? There you go. Pat Kiernan picked the pumpkin. Jim Gaffigan went with Juno. No, you hang on to it. Yeah, you keep it. She's not really pregnant, no. You picked her because you thought she was really pregnant?
Okay, now Doug...
And because I'm blind.
Doug, there was Brian's pumpkin down here in the front made out of paper. And then there was Chris's pumpkin made out of a pumpkin.
So you went with the real thing?
So well, Brian's was
take
impressive.
Take it home to the kids?
The lights were impressive on Brian's, but Chris outdid you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Keith picked Deirdre?
Yeah, well, because I have an aunt named Deirdre, so...
Oh, that's sweet. And she wrote, Deirdre loves Doug on the side of a small beach ball.
Wow,
which
that's
is actually
expensive.
True of my aunt as well. She loves you.
She loves me?
She's not into white guys.
Sorry. What did you get, Men in Black 3?
I went racist. So I went with Raleigh, and then in parentheses it says Japanese lorry.
Did you know he was going to be here? Because it's like made for him.
Yeah, and then it's got the a still from Lost in Translation with the blonde Japanese guy laughing and clapping and Bill Murray looking shocked and delighted. And yeah, it's like it was made for me, so thank you.
You're drawn to that sort of thing. Jim Gaffigan picked
Juno. I picked Julie, who I thought was really pregnant. Because I'm not that smart, but you know. So I picked a liar.
It's a costume.
I'm not even going to try that hard now.
Oh, you're not pregnant? Oh.
She holds up her beer as an indicator of how not pregnant she is.
Fuck you and your unborn babies.
Balance the beer on your stomach. I've always wanted to see a pregnant lady do that. That's awesome. So it's a shelf right there for beers and yet you can't drink. It's totally... totally unfair. And Pat's got the pumpkin, right?
From Chris.
Pat's pumpkin, I like to call it.
I own that URL as well.
What do you think is going to be on the front page of Pat's pumpkin tomorrow?
On the front, we're going to be reading pumpkins tomorrow.
Breaking news, that lady's no longer raped. New hymen in Queens today.
Hey, can you hold this for a second? Thanks.
Are you guys trading name tags?
No, I just don't want to hold on to mine.
Do you want me to put it on the pumpkin table over here?
That's all right, Pat. That's the table for the name tags. Oh. Yep.
Seriously, there's got to be somebody who can talk to him. Hot pockets. Jim did not say that. For the listener, that was not Jim. That was a puppet Jim is holding.
Chris, you're supposed to leave the lid ajar so it doesn't start the pumpkin on fire with the candle.
But
it's got a real candle in there.
Yep.
A fire today at the Gramercy Theater.
During the fire, a woman was raped.
All right, we're going to play the Leonard Maltin game. We'll start with Michael because he's the veteran on the show. He's been on it before. Doesn't really remember how to play, but that's cool. And then we'll go to Keith because he's heard it. And then we'll go to Pat because I explained it to him. And then we'll go to Jim. Hopefully by the time we get to him, he'll get it.
Good luck.
As always, please, I'm especially worried that someone in particular is going to yell out what he thinks is the answer. So please don't do that, dude.
His name is Aaron.
That's all I can do.
Doug, right. I'm very practiced at that, admonishing the audience for calling out the answers for when we did World Series of Pop Culture.
Because
so
people would yell it out sometimes?
No, they wouldn't. They would speak to each other like they were watching at home when they were in the live taping audience. And you're like, we all heard that here, Eric. And now we have to throw out the question.
Eric strikes again. That didn't even make sense, I guess. You know, I try. Why not?
But of course, okay. we had $100,000 on the line there.
Yeah, this is only like $150,000 worth of merchandise. This is like the Price is Right Showcase Showdown over here. It is, as the price packages on this show go, it's one of the best. Like, there's never been Utz chips before.
Mm-hmm. Hey, homemade.
It's the potato chips. Puts it over the edge.
He made them, bagged them up, and signed it. All right, so we'll start with MIB and your categories that you can choose from are, according to, this was submitted by King of Pancakes on Twitter. He's here tonight.
Wow.
How do you know he's here?
Because he's sitting next to Aaron. And it was, his category is number one movie X number of years ago. Like, I get to pick the number of years ago. It's very generous of him to let me do that. And so this week I'm going with the number one movie 5 years ago to this very date. The number one movie in the country 5 years
ago. Wait, I'm an actor. I can't do math. What is that?
What year is that?
Yeah, 2006.
That'd be 2006, yeah.
Okay.
All right. But as an actor, you're supposed to say you can, you know, like when you're auditioning, they go, can you ride a horse? You're supposed to say yes.
Oh, yes. I auditioned for Drumline, and they asked me. They did. And they asked me if I could play drums, and I'm like, yes. I never got the part.
You never got close enough to show them that you don't know how to play the drums?
Nick Cannon.
Oh, what's
and
this?
And she's plying me with more alcohol.
Yeah, that's good.
Will you marry me?
No,
thank you.
Oh, damn it. That's a super full one.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right.
Your next choice, Michael, is at Captain Rip Murdoch.
That's it. That's the one I want.
Suggested.
I don't even know what that means, and I know I want it.
I don't think you like this category.
I don't want that category.
He suggested. His idea is Yes, Ma'am, and that's the films of Sam the Ma'am Levine. It's an audience favorite, but. It's a tough category. And then Absurdist Mist. Yeah, Absurd, E-M-E-S-T, Absurdist Mist suggested new movies. And that is movies that have the word new in the title.
Mm. All right, let's take that. Let's take that.
Okay, you're going with new movies.
Yeah.
Okay. This new movie is from 1992. Leonard Maltin gives it 1.5 stars. Oh. He says about this movie that it's ambitious. And he also says that the movie was the directing debut of the director.
Oh, shit.
Of all people. And there are 10 names. So now the question is, we start with Michael. How many names do you think you can ascertain the name of this movie?
Three.
Three names. Reading from the bottom up, so he gets three of the more lowlier listed cast members.
Oh, I have
members.
To guess?
Not yet.
Yeah, that's what I didn't think so.
Wait. Now we go to Keith.
So you give the cast
You can go lower, or you can say name it.
I want to say name it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I got to say.
I think that's a smart play. You might win.
I already know it, but let's just hear the
three
names.
You might win the point. All right. You don't want the clues again?
It's not going to help, honestly, Doug. But.
Was it 92 or 91?
It's 92.
Okay, that makes a difference.
And the names, this is going to be one of the least competitive versions of this game ever with the best prize pack. It's awesome.
If Joey McIntyre is one of the names, I definitely know this. If Joey McIntyre is not one of the names,
I might be in trouble. Okay. Here comes trouble.
I know the movie. Sorry.
Okay, don't yell out. You're probably going to get the point anyway. The names are Max Casella, Luke Edwards, and David Mosco.
Oh.
I know who two out of the three of those are. The audience knows what it is. What do you think it is? It's got the word new in the title somewhere.
New Man on Friday. I'll take my point. Thank you.
No, it's actually New
Jack City.
No.
Damn it.
Oh. New Jack.
I really thought you knew it. I didn't know you were just going to play the race card.
What? That was early 90s. It has new in the title.
Can we get another hint?
Well, it's over. The point is won by Keith, but
it was
the
Newsies.
People in the audience are yelling out Newsies. Yes, it's
I think
Newsies.
It's Newsies.
Yeah.
White people are in it. I don't watch it.
Joey McIntyre easily could have been in Newsies. But
maybe they'll do a remake and he'll make a time machine.
Praying.
Let's do Newsies, but let's try it with adults. Is what they'd have to do to get Joey McIntyre.
They're doing a musical of Newsies.
Here on Broadway?
Yeah, it's coming to Broadway.
It's a great idea. I hope they can get Robert Duvall to play the weird Irish editor. Okay, or Scottish, I don't know. Let's start now with, so Keith got the point. He said to Michael to name it, so that means we start with Pat.
Okay.
And then Jim. We're going to come back around to Keith. You still have a little time to get used to the game.
Okay, so
we're
going to switch the order around. I'm ready.
All right. So we'll let Pat.
Coming home.
Pat gets to pick no pre-guessing, please. Pat gets to pick a category between these. Someone named @Riptor, R-I-P-T-O-R, suggested Doggone It. And that's motion pictures where a dog gets killed.
Ah.
Someone yells Beethoven, I'm coming out into the crowd. Because he lived for several more films. Please. It's October 23. You know whose birthday that is? Ryan Reynolds, Green Lantern. So the motion pictures of Ryan Reynolds. And then your third choice, Pat, is @Adam_Moe, M-O-E, suggested Only in Dreams as the title. Because that's a Weezer song, and he knows I'm going on the Weezer cruise. But the category is movies with a dream sequence.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. So that's probably a lot of movies.
Sounds sexy.
That happens quite a bit. It's a frequently used device. What do you think, Pat? Which category would you like?
So you've chosen a movie that has a dream sequence in it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
According to my memory.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Let's go with that.
Okay. This movie has...
Which one is it?
Dream sequence.
All right, I'm ready.
You're fourth in line, so you got a little time here.
Oh, okay. I'm still ready.
Just listen.
The second last season of Dallas. Where Pam,
now you know
Bobby's
that's
in
a
the
television
shower.
Program. Okay. Leonard gives this movie with a dream sequence 2.5 stars. It's from 1990. Mm-hmm. He calls it brooding. He calls it only occasionally effective. And he says, why are people yelling stuff? And he says that it's reminiscent of a classic other film. Yeah.
Hmm.
That clue's not going to help. And there are...
I know it already.
No, you don't. You guys keep saying that. There are 11 names. How many names do you think
it's
you can get
Gallipoli.
It in? How many names can you get it in, Pat Kiernan from New York One?
Doug, I can name that film in 7 notes. Oh, no, seven.
Seven names.
Names.
Strong opening bid. We come to Keith.
Six.
Six names, he says. Michael?
Four.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Now, Jim, this is your chance, Jim. You're batting cleanup on this one. You can either
Three.
Say, no way, really?
No.
Yeah, what's the topic again? It's a movie with a dream sequence that's reminiscent of other ones.
From
and so give me the names, please. Excuse moi. French or English-speaking film? Doesn't matter. I got
all right.
It.
You said three, putting Pat...
Three.
You put him in the Pat Bird seat.
Yep.
Because now he can say name it or guess even lower.
Oh.
And this is from the bottom of the cast list, Jim.
So. Why don't we start at the top?
I bet you from the top you couldn't get it in three names. But that's just
we'll
my opinion.
See.
That's just my opinion. Alex Trebek doesn't do that enough. I don't think two of you are going to know this one.
Yeah. Okay. Jim, name that film.
There
Thank
we go.
You, Pat
made the smart play. A lot of players feel guilty this winning this way, but I think win at all costs.
This is so different from that karaoke TV show, you know, where they name the song.
Don't forget the lyrics, Jim.
All right. Oh, is that what it's called?
Do you want the clues again?
No. There's a dream sequence. You're going to give me three names. 1992.
Two and a half stars. Yeah. Occasionally effective.
Occasionally effective. Well, that narrows out of a lot of them.
All right, here's your three names.
Here we go.
S. Apatha Murkison.
I know.
All right.
From Law and Order and Pee Wee's Playhouse.
It's Apatha. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. You probably
know her because she's black, too.
We all know each other.
I don't even need to say it. I just sit here and wait for him to do it. Brian Tarantino is in this.
Yep, him.
I'm not familiar with that gentleman. And then a man we all know and love, Ving Rhames. Yeah, a lowly build Ving Rhames in this motion picture with a dream sequence.
All right.
What do you got, Jim Gaffigan?
You know what? Mississippi Burning. No, I don't know.
There was that scene where Gene Hackman fell asleep and racism was over.
No, I thought it was... I was hoping it would be Ghost or something, but it was...
Did Ghost have a dream sequence, or was it about a guy who was dead?
Same genre.
Well, it turns out this movie's all dream sequence, and it's called... Anyone?
Jacob's Ladder?
Jacob's Ladder is right.
I know it. I did know it.
Oh, that's a great movie, too.
So, it's a good movie.
Did you know it?
That was going to be my
guess. Why didn't you say it?
Because you said three. I was waiting for somebody to call bullshit on me.
Yeah, that would have been fun, too. But Pat Kiernan gets the point, everybody. Pat has a point. Toofer has a point.
It was pure strategy there.
Yeah, Keith has a point. So,
look, there's people leaving.
You know, they're like, oh, this is trivial. Bring back the guy yelling out from the back. No, they're probably going to take a dump or something. We're playing at 2 points, by the way, in case anyone was concerned about this taking forever. And
it's like a game that you played at 2 points. I'm not back on it.
Somehow it works. Somehow we get to that amount in the right amount of time.
It should be two.
Yeah, there's no reason to belabor it unless it's the championships. Then we get crazy. Then you play like 5 points. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. So Pat got the point because he made Jim guess it. So now we're going to start with Keith.
Are you sure it still wasn't Mississippi Burning? Can you just double check?
And from Keith, we go back at Pat. Okay. And you get one of these categories. Would you like at Hamsterdam, like Amsterdam, but with a hamster? At the Hamsterdam suggested Raptors, which is films where rappers act.
Rappers?
Because they're raptors. Nice one, Hamsterdam. Good work, buddy.
All right.
And since it's October, I thought we should do horror movies. Yeah. Oh. And then here's a favorite with the audience. In theaters now. That's motion pictures that are, in fact, in theaters now.
Dolphin Tale.
Pat, what did I tell Jim about pre-guessing?
Is in theaters now like the popular one? Everybody does it?
Well, people like it because at least if you don't recognize any of it, you can just guess a movie that's in theaters now.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of narrows it down. But also it's hard. If you're a busy person, you don't necessarily know what's in theaters now. Yeah. So it could go either way.
Let's do the Raptors. Come on.
People like Raptors.
Okay. You guys have to understand that when I listen to this podcast at home, I yell out, it's China syndrome. It's China syndrome. And then I never, like, now when
you
I
You do not.
Up,
you yell out, it's Friday.
Yeah. But
because that's the day of the week the podcast comes out.
No, but the movies that I watch are, you know, like Woody Allen films and stuff. So rappers and films. I'm going to totally fuck this up.
All right.
Let's do it.
I like it.
Not me.
I like a pre-apology. You don't see enough of that on Jeopardy either. Alex, what difference does it make what I do for a living? I'm going to fuck this up. Interview over. Let's play.
Do it. Lay it on me.
3 stars for this movie that's got a raptor in it.
All right.
It's from 2005.
Okay.
Leonard Maltin calls this movie potent. He also says that it's a first-time director on this particular project. Mm. And there are 9 names. One of them's a raptor.
Right.
How many names do you think you can get it in? KP?
I'm going to say 4.
4 names.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That doesn't mean I know it. It just means I'll try.
Now we go to Pat. He's got some... Got to strategize here.
I can name that film in 3 names.
Wow.
Do I lose my point? I don't.
Yeah. You don't lose points. He would gain one and win if you ask him to name it and he succeeds.
Or okay. I'm sticking by my bid.
Yeah, or you can go less names, less than 3. In this movie that has a raptor in it. It's potent.
You're talking to me right now?
That's right, Robert De Niro.
You know what? Name that movie, Pat.
Oh. This is for the win.
It's for the win.
Is for the win.
You want it?
I feel like...
No, Jim doesn't have any points.
I feel good.
Oh, no, Pat would win.
Putting money on somebody, I'd put it on Pat. But let's just let it play out and see what really happens.
We're going to have to see what happens.
It's very exciting.
We don't know.
3 stars from Leonard for this movie. Yep. It's got a raptor in it. It's potent, and it's directed. First time director made it. And your 3 names?
Oh shit! I know what it is now.
Your 3 names. Pat's 3 names are Ludacris, Isaac Hayes, and DJ Qualls. What do you think it is, Pat? People in the audience know. Don't say
it.
Don't say it. Hold it in.
I don't have it.
He doesn't have it. What is it, you guys? Hustle and Flow is correct.
Yep.
That means we have a 3-out-of-4-way tie. There's only one person who doesn't have a point.
I got a point.
You did, dude.
Yep.
You're on the board.
Damn.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. So I essentially won this round, right?
Yeah, you did win.
Now we're going to start with Michael and then head back towards Jim.
Okay.
And
I got
this shit down, you guys. You get to pick between the following categories. Michael. Girls, man. That's movies that have either girls or man in the title. And then we go back to our friend King of Pancakes over there. Number one movie 5 years ago. Or Doggone It, movie where a dog gets killed.
Now, the dog has to get killed, or the dog can just die?
It can just die, but how often does that happen?
I don't know.
Usually, it's at the hands of evil.
I'm going to go with the girl-guy one.
Girls, man. This either has the word girls or man in it. It's from 1974.
Oh.
Yeah, you never know where... What do you mean, boo? They made movies before you were born. Lady or weird dude. 3 stars. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie.
3 out of 4
from 1974. Out of 4 from a scale of bomb to 4 stars. He calls this movie good, gimmicky, fun.
Oh.
He also says that it has worldwide locales.
Oh.
And there are 11 names. How many names do you think you get it in? M to the I to the B?
14.
I have to ask you to go a little lower.
Right. Worldwide locales. What is it? What was the quote?
It was gimmicky.
Gimmicky. Good, gimmicky, fun.
3 out of 4 stars.
Worldwide
that means it's probably pretty popular.
Has one of 2 words in it, either girls or man.
Right.
Girls, man. Plural?
Yes. So it's not Girls Interrupted.
The man.
That 1974 movie with worldwide locales.
I have it.
It was a mobile mental institution.
I actually know the movie.
Oh, so you want to say 0 names?
I'm going to say 9 names.
Okay. Playing it safe, playing it safe. I like that. Now we go to Jim.
You know what? I can name that movie in 8 names. Did I drag that out long enough?
That's a good, smart bit.
Well, you know, I wanted to negotiate it in my head.
8 names. Pat?
Doug, I can name that movie in 1.
Wow.
Wow.
I bet he could do it in 0, wow. And he's just... He's putting Keith in a position.
Wait. Now, was this movie in the newspaper that he read today on the TV?
It's not in theaters now that I know of.
All right, all right.
So, Keith, you go.
So, yeah, do it.
If you say to him, name it, he could win the whole thing right
name
here
it.
And now.
Name it.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here are your clues again, Pat. Yeah. Thanks for the exciting theme music that actually sounds like a boring thing is happening.
No, that's the. I'm trying to do the song to New York One.
In which case, a boring thing would be happening.
I'm never coming back.
They have a peppier theme like that. It's like. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, I lived here 10 years ago and I know it better than Lifetimer Gaffigan.
You can't turn your TV on without it immediately going to New York One. Did you know that?
I love it. I love it so much. I miss it. When I'm in a hotel, when I'm staying in a hotel here and it's the air cable doesn't have it, I get livid. I move to another hotel.
I give that 2 wormy apples. Neil Rosen.
What's he like?
He loves movies too.
Okay.
All right.
I actually know him.
New York One reporter got raped today after a show at the Gramercy Theater.
What? Okay.
Pat Kiernan.
One name. One name you're going with, Pat.
Yeah.
Okay, he says one name.
Right.
I'll give you the clues again. To build the suspense, 3 stars, has the word man or girls in the title, and it was gimmicky, good fun, worldwide locales, and your one name, your one name is Desmond Llewellyn.
Oh.
What's the name of the movie?
Man with a Golden Gun.
That's correct.
Man with the Golden Gun. You know what? Can you take that in? Can you take that in? I guess we know who's the oldest on the stage now.
What gave it away, Pat? Worldwide locales?
Yeah, that was it.
That's a pretty good clue.
Yeah.
And then Desmond Llewellyn, of course, he played the gadget guy, Q.
Yeah, but I was fully invested before I heard the name.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a really good giveaway name for a name that low on the list. He was in every one until he died, and then I think he was in one more. Deidre, where's Deidre at? Did you write your shithead on there? Oh, you did. Thank you very much. She wrote it on the back of the ball. Very nice of her to do that. And then who else were we playing for? Where's Juno? What did you... Julie. You didn't write it down, so just write it down here on this piece of paper. Let me give you... I got a pen here. Just write down anybody you want me to call a shithead. She's not really pregnant. I didn't just throw a pen at a pregnant lady. And then Jim was playing for...
I was playing for...
Oh, that was her. And who were you playing for, Michael?
Raleigh.
Where's Raleigh at?
Well, Lori.
Where's that racist at? There you go. Come on down here and just write down who you want me to call a shithead. And thank you for bringing that sign. Do you want your sign back, or do we get to keep it? Oh, we get to keep it. I'm gonna walk down the street waving it around. I'm going to go down to Occupy Wall Street. Just holding that sign. So weird. Or just take the Deidre. Do people bat around beach balls at Occupy Wall Street?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it should be fun, right?
It
should be fun. Should have a good time down there. All right, let me get the paper back. One more time for everybody up here, you guys. Let's go down the line with some plugs. Keith Powell, twofer from 30 Rock. When's it coming back? It's like a mid-season
January.
Thing? January. Season six. Michael Ian Black, you got some live dates coming up or something?
Yeah, you could go see me live. Or you're a podcast listening audience. You can listen. You can listen to my podcast, Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Now, I know you have a guest on occasion.
Actually, no, almost never.
Once. Precedent has been set.
Yes.
I just suggest, you know, I know a thing or two about snacks, and it might be, does Tom smoke weed?
No, but you have a standing invitation to come.
That'd be
in.
So much fun. I'll get you guys high, and then we'll talk about snacks.
Okay. That sounds great, Doug.
It's not going to happen. Jim, what do you got going on? You got any movies in the can?
Well, I have my own makeup line that I'm bringing
out. Tell us about it.
This makeup, 1% of all the money that I make goes to charity. And, I'm going to be... Oh, thank you. I'm going to be at the... I'm going to be hanging myself. But
it's like
that,
Dave Chappelle had, I'm Rick James, bitch, yell at him all the time. And you're going to just drop... You're just going to get out of show business because people keep yelling Hot Pockets.
It feels good.
Do they yell out of moving cars at you?
Yes.
Do they throw them out of moving cars at you?
Not yet. I'm going to be at the Nokia in Los Angeles on November 5th.
Big venue.
And that's about it.
What day of the week is November 5th?
Saturday.
Stick around for a couple days and do my podcast out there.
I would, but I got to come back here. I got four kids. I got to.
How can you say that in front of all these people?
You know what? You know what? Hey, you know what? You guys changed my mind. I'm going to pretend like I'll do it. And I'm also on Twitter, not as, I try and help.
All you guys are on Twitter.
Wait, I'm on Twitter.
Are.
Yeah, what's your Twitter handle?
Keith Powell.
Weird. And?
Michael Ian Black.
You guys all just went with your names? That's crazy.
I'm under Doug Benson. Also
Pat,
Jim Gaffigan.
Pat, you're at Pat Kiernan.
I am at Pat Kiernan.
K-I-E-R-N-A-N?
Correct.
Yes. And, seriously, if you're listening to this show and you've never seen or heard of Pat Kiernan, you should follow him because he'll tell you what the weather's like in New York. On Twitter, you turned me on to some really interesting stories on Twitter.
The whole point of the Pat's Papers website is that we look all across the country and find like a dozen water cooler stories. It'd be fun.
I've never seen you this angry.
Because not nearly enough people go to the website.
Well, since you presented his water cooler stories, then I'm more interested. Come here, give me a hug. I'm trying to be funny. It's just my
water fear. Cooler stories. Like, oh, that shit! I got to hear from that guy by the water cooler. No, but he does.
I've watched the segment every day, and I tell you, it's great.
Thank you, Jim.
But on Pat's Twitter feed, he really does put in links to stories that are actually interesting. He doesn't throw stuff on there that's not interesting. Like, you always have good stuff. So.
And when you come to New York, you'll turn on the TV and you'll see Pat, and he's great.
Yeah, and if you watch Night at the Museum, you'll see him in there, and you'll be like, this guy's almost as good as that monkey.
I'm in Night at the Museum, too.
I gotta go, sorry. Wait, you're one of the Tuskegee Airmen.
I am.
In this museum, too.
Very dashing. They did not bother to give me a name.
I can't believe those casting people on that are so racist. They could have gone Asian with it.
Totally.
But they cast black Tuskegee Airmen. That's really weird.
Crazy. With Craig Robinson.
Yeah, that's right.
Who may or may not have been doing a drug while on it.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to name Craig names, Robinson. But since you said it, Craig Robinson. Smokes weed. Everybody knows that. That's really not a big story. But thank you very much, Pat Kiernan, for being here. And watch him on New York One. And write to VH1 and say, bring back World Series of Pop Culture.
Bring back World Series.
Yeah. I love that show. No, chanting it here is not really going to do anything. You gotta take it to the internet. Why does it say don't say this out loud for your shithead, Deirdre?
You wouldn't ruin it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're saying to the... Nice. I thought you were telling me to not say it out loud. I'm like, that defeats the purpose.
I need to say it out loud because that's how it ends. Let's see what everybody else wrote. Okay. Got to decide which one to do last. Figure out which one's going to get the biggest reaction. All right, here we go. I don't know with this group. As always, the Billy and Brian podcast is a shithead. Does that mean anything to anybody? Gaddafi is a shithead.
Hey,
that seems kind of weird to me to kick a guy when he's not alive.
Were we positive Gaddafi was a bad guy? He's not even going to be invited to hell. You know what I mean? All right.
Who would
there's
want
some
that guy
Gaddafi
around?
People out there. Sorry.
I just had somebody's finally
that was
said
an illegal killing.
All right, this is the last one, so then the theme music's going to come on. So whatever your opinion is, don't even say anything.
Okay, I won't. Sorry.
Push the microphone away. And Mayor Bloomberg is a shithead? Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Broke is viewing prowess makes him high.